Very often those who are full of love, they don't have inclination to work. If you read the stories of many bhaktas, you will find that they will be very interested in singing songs or bhajans and so on, or going to a temple. But as far as work is concerned, he may be even negligent and may not do anything at all. And people might even think that is good for nothing. But that is a mistake. His action is to be motivated by love. It is not instinct, it is not appreciation, it is not attraction, it is not any desire that impels this child. But for the sake of love, if something is to be done, then that will be the real motive of his action. So if you really want to make a child active child, then arrange in such a way that his love begins to manifest in activities. Usually those who are very active, they don't like to learn much. They want to play cricket, they want to go about, they want to do this, they want to do that. Fine, it is. You should not impose knowledge upon the children. But if you really want that child should take interest in knowledge, then allow the child to do activity, but let the knowledge regarding that activity be injected into the child. If you give lectures on eternal, he will not be interested in it at all. So that is irrelevant to the child. You should therefore give the knowledge which is pertinent into his action. Then gradually out of that action, a time may come, like Arjuna had to wait for such a long time to get the real knowledge. He was so much in action, as Sri Aurobindo says, his basic nature was pragmatic, emotional, sensitive, sensational. If one was inclined to do action on the basis of accepted ideas, this was the first occasion when accepted ideas were all broken. And therefore he was in need of the true knowledge, and that's why Sri Krishna now gives him the first injection is of knowledge. And that too because Arjuna gave the chance of speaking, because he spoke the words of wisdom. So Sri Krishna picked up those words of wisdom and said, oh, you speak the words of wisdom, then I'll tell you what wisdom is. The real wisdom is this. And that is how the whole procedure of knowledge now starts, and you will see how gradually the stream of knowledge will become gradually more and more powerful in the Bhagavad Gita as we proceed further. But even then, Arjuna gets arrested with the questions regarding action. And when, after reading the whole thing of the second chapter, you will find that Sri Krishna seems to be emphasizing the element of concentration upon the eternal, the Brahman. The whole thing is called Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga has two applications in the field of knowing the eternal, and Buddhi Yoga is applied to action in such a way that even if you do actions, you are not bound. But the emphasis is upon Buddhi. That is why the very third chapter starts by saying, that, oh Krishna, you tell me very ambiguous words. If according to you Buddhi is more important, then why do you insist upon action so much? Which is very clear that the whole second chapter, the great emphasis that creates the impression in the mind of Arjuna is that all that is connected with knowledge. There Sri Krishna has spoken of Karma Yoga so much that the emphasis that is laid in regard to Samatvam Yoga Ucchate and that Yoga Karma Su Kaushalam, all that has not made so much impression upon him as the fact that the buddhi should be concentrated upon the eternal, Brahmi sthiti. Matparaha, the bhakti has hardly made any impression at all up till now, because only one word is used in the whole description. The element of bhakti has only come only once like that. So the overall impression that is created in the mind of Arjuna is that now Shri Krishna has told him that the most important thing is to make your intelligence absolutely quiet and settled upon the Brahman.